It is Tuesday, March 27th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
There is so much to choose from tonight. Good luck.
Let's go.
That's all I got to say.
All right.
There's an author talk with Jeannie Wayne, the author of Delta Empire.
I've read that book. It was
fascinating.
Fantastic.
3 o'clock at the Bella Vista Library. There's a fiction book club meeting tonight at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. The topic is The Sense of an Ending by Julian Barnes. That happens at 5:30.
Okay.
At 6 o'clock, the students, the drama students, and Warren Rosenauer are going to say goodbye to the Fayetteville High School Theater.
Yeah, the gymnasium's gone.
Yeah.
And so the theater is about to meet the wrecking ball.
They're going to have highlights from the last year, a tribute to seniors, acting awards, and they're going to start a new tradition because he's always let them sign the wall.
Yeah.
And now they're going to sign a senior flat that they can take with them to the new performance space.
So does that mean those walls that have been signed for years are
gone?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what happens to walls.
Yeah. But that happens at 6 o'clock. And there's an author talk with Eric Litwin. He is the words of Pete the Cat, I Love My White Shoes.
Right.
I didn't know his name because what I know is James Dean, the artist who draws Pete the Cat, whose work I fell in love with in New Orleans, who's been to Eureka Springs several times for art signings. Eric Litwin is the author of The Words. He's going to speak tonight at 6:30 at the Bentonville Public Library. And I'll bet you that if you took your books that you already have signed by James Dean, oh, like some of us do, you could probably get him to sign them too. And Ozark Poets and Writers Collective meets at 7 o'clock tonight with Gerald Sloan.
Yes.
Who has a new book of poetry called Paper Lanterns. That's at Nightbird Books.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.